The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Late summer can be a frustrating time in the perennial flower garden. The rudbeckias and coneflowers are fading, but the asters and sedums haven't come into their glory yet. There's often a color gap in the garden. And the answer could be Japanese anemones. Japanese anemones, or windflowers, are actually native to China, but were frequently cultivated in Japanese gardens when the European explorers first saw them in the 17th century. They quickly became a favorite in the West for their attractive dark green foliage and late summer flowers that seem to dance in the wind on wiry stems. Japanese anemones grow best in part shade in well-drained, moist soil. If they have too much shade, the flower stems may get leggy and flop over. Japanese anemones grow fine in full sun in our area as long as the soil is kept consistently moist. The plants grow around 2 to 4 feet tall with single or double flowers, ranging in colors from white to deep rose. The Chicago Botanic Garden did a plant evaluation of 28 Japanese anemone varieties and determined for their climate, which is similar to ours, the white Andrea Atkinson, pink Max Vogel, and rose-colored Splendens were some of the best-performing varieties. Of course, there are many other good varieties as well. Japanese anemones can spread by rhizomes, but any errant offspring are easy to remove in spring. Plant these dainty flowers in amongst your fall-blooming sedums, asters, and goldenrod. And now for this week's tip. If your Genovese basil seem to look peaked this year with patches of gray fuzz growing on the leaves, you may have had downy mildew disease. This fungal disease has been spreading around the Northeast the last few years. The best course of action is to remove the plant. Next year, don't buy from large stores that get their plants from the South, where it's a year-round disease problem. Either buy locally grown plants or start your own from seed. Also, grow them in pots and try the resistant lemon basil. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about panicle hydrangeas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.